The National Public Health Emergency Team will meet today to discuss what advice it will give to government ahead of any decision to ease Level 5 restrictions next week. 226 new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed yesterday evening, along with six more deaths. We can talk to our political correspondent Micheál Lehane now. Micheál, has the government actually made any final decisions yet, or are they waiting to hear from NPHET's advice?
I think NPHET is a big part in it, and then possibly tomorrow that you could see the cabinet subcommittee, that key group that look at the COVID-19 data. But as well as NPHET, there has been an emphasis now for the last week or so on the fact that the Department of the Taoiseach and other government departments are compiling more data this time around, statistics that they have gathered in relation to what has happened during the lockdown and things that have worked or haven't worked. So that will be used in many ways, I think, as a counterpoint to NPHET when they come to making the final decisions, and those final decisions now expected to be taken on Friday.
And the data that you talk of there, Micheál, is it showing worrying things with regard to hospitality?
I think hospitality is regarded by government as the biggest challenge. And some interesting words from the Taoiseach yesterday when he spoke about extra work being done around informing decisions, but that still those decisions won't be palatable to everyone. I think some would read that as a clear signal that when it comes to reopening gastropubs and restaurants, that that won't happen next Wednesday. It could take a few days, more than that, possibly even a week. Now, the lobbying from that sector has been intense in the last 24 hours, and they think there is still a possibility, if the figures for the next two evenings continue in a certain direction around COVID-19 cases. And of course, those figures will be taken into the mix because they are going to be used. Thursday's figures will be considered when decisions are being made on Friday. But it seems like it will be shops, hairdressers and cultural institutions that will be able to open from next Wednesday. Also, that 5 kilometre limit likely to be lifted, that will be the initial lifting of restrictions will send around those things, and the possibility at that point too of hotels for residents only. But when it comes to gastropubs and restaurants, a little bit longer it seems before they can reopen their doors, and fairly strict rules too this time it seems. When it comes to those pubs that serve food, they will have to have a kitchen, and the possibility of pubs that don't serve food opening at all this year is diminishing all the time.
So Micheál, just to repeat, are you expecting them to release the or to ease the 5K travel restriction next Wednesday?
I think this could come in two parts. The 5K travel restriction or exercise limit, as it's put at the moment, there could be an easing of that from next week. But then the big travel restriction easing, could be some way off. That could be possibly the 19th of December and run all the way then until the 2nd or 3rd of January. That's the inter-county travel that will allow people travel home for Christmas. They're the kind of dates on that big easing of the restriction that are being looked at the moment.
How prescriptive will they be on who can come for dinner at Christmas?
It's interesting, as I understand it, while the guidance that's set to be issued, there is an emphasis that it's going to be general more than specific. At the same time, I think there is consideration being given to the possibility of having three households meeting up over the Christmas period, that bubbles of three households can be created for that period around Christmas Day. So while it won't be absolutely nailed down in relation to numbers, it's in that territory. It won't, in the words of one, be a free-for-all. The possibility of three households, certainly something that's being considered fairly actively at the moment.
Let's hear from Leo Varadkar now, because the Taoiseach was speaking about this in the Dáil yesterday. And obviously the government and public health and all of us are worried about another wave in the new year following whatever happens at Christmas. And this is what Leo Varadkar had to say about the possibility of perhaps more restrictions coming into effect in the new year.
The situation can deteriorate rapidly and return to exponential growth. And while we know much more about the virus, it is just as contagious and transmissible as it was before. I believe we should seek to ease restrictions next week, but not so much that it requires us to return to level 4 or 5 for a prolonged period in the new year. A short third period of enhanced restrictions may well be necessary in January or February, but we should try to avoid it being a prolonged one.
That's Leo Varadkar there. And Micheál, that's similar to what Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, was saying in one of his public addresses when we were going to level 5, that he envisaged a rolling restrictions over the next several months.
Yeah, I suppose if you take it anyway, the fact that kind of inter-county travel restriction will inevitably return in the early days of the new year. There will be a tightening there at any rate. I suppose you can see too from the kind of decisions taken by government yesterday when it comes to extending the pandemic unemployment payment, keeping that open until the springtime. Also the fact that evictions from rented properties for those in arrears, they are likely to be paused, an extension of that from January until April. All that suggesting that the springtime ahead, while there is optimism rising about the vaccine, the country now signed up to purchase 5 vaccines as part of a European initiative. At the same time, a clear indication from the decisions yesterday that spring could be difficult. Some on the government backbenches adamant, though, that there can't be a return to the kind of lockdown that was seen in recent weeks. Owen Murphy, the former minister, voicing that indeed in the Shannon to another former minister, Regina Doherty, saying yesterday that they cannot and the government cannot continue to pursue a strategy of rolling lockdowns.
OK, I want to ask you finally about Brexit and the US President-elect Joe Biden speaking to RTE News yesterday in Delaware. Let's hear that clip. Joe Biden, Brian O'Donovan, our Washington correspondent, asked him what message he had for those negotiating a trade deal post-Brexit.
Just a quick question about Ireland, if that's OK. I know
you can ask about Ireland anytime you want.
With Brexit negotiations underway right now, what's your message to those negotiators?
We do not want a guarded border. We want to make sure we work too hard to get Ireland worked out. And I've talked with the British Prime Minister, I've talked with the Taoiseach, I've talked with others and talked with the French. The idea of having the border north and south once again being closed and require, it's just not right. We just got to keep the border open.
As President-elect Joe Biden talking to Brian O'Donovan, will the government welcome that intervention, Micheál?
Yeah, I think the government already believe that tallies exactly with the conversation that Joe Biden and the Taoiseach had in recent weeks, that he did have a clear understanding of the implications of Brexit for Ireland and the fact that the Irish Protocol needs to be implemented. And while there is a general, you could almost say, sense of optimism, guarded optimism around government and around Leinster House yesterday about the possibility of a trade deal, I suppose still those comments from Michelle Barnier yesterday too, saying that fundamental divergences remain, show that there may be some way to travel before this actually happens.
Okay, Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent. Many thanks indeed.